Okay, last week was Hanukkah, and we had a very abbreviated session. I did not want to get into the deep lumdis, because it's quite complicated. Here you have an example of the complications of Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. So we're going to try to jump into it this morning. And just, again, just to set the table, Sif Aleph through Gimel with a dinim of touching when it's cold. Almost all the dinim, we'll still have one left. Siv Dalet is the din of Eloi Gover Tatoi Gover, of Leah through heat. And Sif Hey and Vav are going to be the dinim of Maliach, of going Leah through salting. So that Siv Dalet really is almost like a simon onto its own. Independent of the previous Sifim and virtually independent of the later Sifim. It's a din of the Gemara regarding bleias of things that are not on a fire, and things that are not on a fire and that are if you want to study on the shelf on the right, there's a set of Shulchan Aruch thing. You gave that set to us. Now, Eloi Gover Tatoi Gover sounds simple enough. If you have something hot and something cold, if the hot is on bottom, the cold is on top, we say Tatoi Gover, and it's Balea Bekulai. It gets Bleas into the top, so that if you have the hot, what?
Which is hot?
If the bottom one is hot, like a hot piece of meat, and a cold piece of cheese is placed on it, so we say that the Blea goes Bekulai. Because Tatoi Gover, the bottom one, heat goes up, and therefore the bottom one is causes the top one to have a din of hot. The reverse, if the bottom piece is cold, and the top piece is hot, so we again say Tatoi Gover, that it has a din of cold. However, at the maker lay bola, before it cools off, it is Beileia a little bit, and it's Beileia Kedei Klipa, and it asks Kedei Klipa. So that's a basic concept that I think we're all familiar with, that Eloi Gover Tatoi Gover. What most of us probably never heard of is the following B'dievet Shaila. I will come back to L'chatzila, but again, the main focus of this Sif is the din of B'dievet. And that is a chiddush we're going to see here in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And although this is an extraordinary machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are in agreement. It's the Shach, the Taz, and the others who try to understand it. And this is a sugya called Nevad HaKlipa. Something becomes Asur Kedei Klipa, you cut off the Klipa, you throw it away, and everything else is Mutter. It's not a problem. But what happens if it's too late? It's Nevad HaKlipa. The Klipa, let's say you have a piece of meat, a hot piece of meat that was placed on top of cheese. So the meat was Belea Kedei Klipa. So what you should have done is taken this piece of meat and cut off the bottom klipa, thrown it out, and used the meat. But whoever it was unaware of the halacha and took the hot piece of meat and threw it into a charlant or threw it into a soup. And now the klipa, does the klipa asa vaita? Does it asa further? That's called nevada klipa. The klipa is, so to speak, lost. On this particular example, you can still cut off the klipa, but the bleas of the klipa are somewhere in the pot. Now, obviously, if the shishim kedega the klipa, it should be mutter. I say obviously, although even that's not going to end up so obvious for reasons we'll come to at the end of this discussion. But obviously, it should need shishim kedega the klipa. The question is, if there's no shishim, hashkafa rishayna, I'd say it's aser. We'll see in a minute what the din is. There's a second example of nevada klipa. The second example is if I pour a hot liquid, let's say hot milk, onto meat, which is cold. The milk is Beileia Kedei Klipa. But milk is liquid. I can't peel off liquid. So the Bli only goes into the milk Kedei Klipa. But how am I going to find the Klipa? It's Nevada Klipa. The Klipa is lost somewhere in this container of milk. And I can't find it. So what do I do now in the case of Nevada Klipa? So that is our discussion, the main issue here, and this is one of those machleiksin where we're going to have not one, and not two, and not three, but I hate to scare you, you would call it either 4 or 5 shitas. But it's all in a very glata mahalach, and a glata, we learn it, mechaber amah, shach and taz, it will go in a very clear way. I mean, for she's lahalach, I don't mean the Rishon, we don't pakken like. But I'm sorry, yeah.
The meat in that example,
the meat is also a klipa. You cut off the klipa. A bekayim. So we're going to get to bekayim. Okay, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. I will read the whole Sifdalit, although the beginning of Sifdalit is the L'chatchilo, which is easy, and the end is the B'dieva, which is difficult. So let's do the easy part as well. Vasa v'chalav reischin sh'nisar v'yachad. Hot meat and hot milk, which are mixed one with the other. Now here it doesn't mean mixed and confused, it means which come into contact. Afilu basa tzayna l'tei chalav reisayach. The bottom one is hat. It doesn't matter if the milk is on bottom, the meat is on bottom. Easy enough. Tatoy gov. Aval, if you have hat meat, which is on top, and cold milk, which is on bottom, or the reverse, the meat is on top and it's hot, and the milk is on bottom and it's cold. Either way, the bottom is cold. You take off kedai klipa, and the rest of the meat is permitted. Till here, everything is easy enough. We're talking about what you do lechatchila.
You don't have 60 with the cheese. It's not 60. You have a small drop of milk fall on a piece of meat. It's
you have 60. If you have shishim, you have
shishim.
Okay. What?
We'll
say after the parentheses it says the
Melacha.
Okay, now, oh good. Okay, all this is good. All part of the complication. Okay, now, what's the din b'dieved? So there are two important lines. One is the Ramah, and one is the continuation of the Shulchan Aruch. First, I want to continue the Shulchan Aruch. Ignore the parentheses for a minute. The next three words, v'hacholav mutar kulay. Those three words require a tremendous amount of eon. Cholav mutar kulay. What's the case again? You have hot milk.
The bottom is cold.
So either you have hot milk that's being poured on cold meat, or you have hot meat just being placed into cold milk. So it goes kedei klipa into the milk. The Shulchan Aruch brings from the Rambam a cholav mutar kulay, which means Nevad HaKlipa, if something becomes Asa Kedei Klipa, and that Kedei Klipa is lost in the mixture, it doesn't need Shishin, it's Mutter. Nevad HaKlipa is Mutter, Akula. The reason for it in Svara, I would find very difficult to explain. If a Kedei Klipa is Asa, you should need Shishim against it. But it appears from the Mechaber, and that is the Mechaber Shita, that if you have a liquid, and in that liquid is a kedei klipa, is volume equal to the layer of meat, the thickness of a klipa, and that's mixed. Even if there's no shishim, it's mutter. Never a klipa is mutter. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. Now go back to the parentheses, to the Ramah, who seems to say the same thing in a different case, even more difficult. B'makim shahabosat tzarach klipa. My example, you have a roast beef, and somebody placed it on top of a piece of cheese. And the roast beef, the cheese is cold, the beef is hot. B'makim shabasa tzara klipa. Im lai kofu, ubish lukach, ubish lai kach, mutter b'dieved. You hear this? I have a roast beef, and it's also g'day klipa, al tis abasa b'chalov. And now I throw it into my cholent, and I cook it this way, it's mutter. Now 1 minute, the double chiddush. First of all, the chalent is mutter. The chalent is mutter. That's never a klipa mutter. The bli of klipa is mixed somewhere in the chalent. I can't find it. Never a klipa mutter. Secondly, could he mean that when I pull out that roast beef, I still don't have to cut off a kedei klipa? That's totally illogical. And I think we're going to assume he doesn't mean that. We'll see in the shot. But even that the cholent is mutter, doesn't he shishim against the kedei klipa? Why the kedei klipa is basa b'chalav? Why shouldn't I need shishim? So the Mechaber Shita is going to have to be in Mechaber Ramah that Kdei Klipa is a Chumra. Kdei Klipa is a Chumra because really Tatoi Gava, the bottom is cold. Kdei Klipa is a Chumra. And since it's only a Chumra, they're only Machmar on it by itself. And now when it's Nevar HaKlipa, not to ask the other things. However, that's a Chiddush, the Gemara says, I don't make a Ebola.
I don't know, meat touched the cheese.
The meat touched the cheese.
You don't know which part. Maybe it's other parts.
Or maybe you don't know which part.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to see that as well.
Okay,
what?
The word saying cooks it with something else.
Well, ubish loikach muta b'di'evet. Well, which is a bigger chiddush with something else, or it itself becomes more
by itself.
By itself.
By itself.
Oh, right, the shach will seem to. Well, I think we'll assume that. But all right, let's see.
We assume that the klipa is less than a 16th of the volume of the cup. In most cases, this is a tiny drop.
So say any shishim. Don't tell me it's more.
It's a suffix. You have 16. It's a suffix, like something when you put.
Why is it a suffix? Why don't you measure?
When you carry something, it fell down. All of it falling.
Shishim.
It didn't fall. Had a little shishim for everything instead of worrying about seconds.
Easy, yeah, but we have to go according to the truth, not according to easy. You know, it'll be very easy. Yeah. All right. So the first thing is the Mechaber Ramah have this shita. Nevad HaKlipa Mutter. They're the biggest Mekilim. The Taz and Sivkot and Zayin. Not going with the whole Taz, but just to get a taste of what he says, let's start from the beginning. B'tur Hevi Das Riva. Shetzar Shie B'chol of Samuch Neged HaKlipa. Shenesa Mimenu. The Riva says, no, you need Shishim to Neged HaKlipa. Because of Mariva Garshar Edura. Avagav de Bishar Duchti Ein Klipa Yiseres Chavarta. I feel on Klipa Shame, the Tam Dein Kayach Lenasa Bagam Shinsa Yachalayla Shan. Hachanami ain't Tama Bosa Bechola Cholov. I feel Lachi Tsar Samach, given the Davalachu Misar of Yachas. The Nira the Hachi Nog Lachumra, Veloy Kaharash Akam Shiny. I'm ignoring the Lomdis that he says. His Psak is that the Rosh is the Makel, Veloy Kaharash. The Rosh is this, says this Kula. And the Riva disagrees. And he quotes the Hagar Shari Dura that says to be Machmir, Vashulchan Aruch Pasukar Rosh, Dainu Kariva Rambam, Pas the Rosh, which is also sheet of the Ri and the Rambam, She'ein Sarav Samach Neged Aklipa. Ubisavetakal in the test, Paisikul Kulo Kar Rosh, B'shem Aram. She'bechol Mokim She'tzvichu Chachamim Klipa, Ibishlu Kaf Beloy Klipa, Afilu Eid Samach Neged Aklipa, Mutter Afilu Lechatchila. And he says the reason. The law yitzrichu chachamim klipa ela matzad chumra lechatchila ad kan l'shaynei. So he says, who's he quoting now? The Issa Heter, that the reason for this kula is that the klipa is a chumra and never that klipa it's muta. Well, I don't know. He's saying it over here. Now we're going to ask 1 minute. The rest of this taz brings rayas against this kula. The final words of the Taz is that he holds you need shishim and v'chein halach l'maisa. He said, sorry, shishim behedya v'chein mishmais ha'paiskim. He said, v'chein negach lipasa, I'm sorry, negach lipasa, v'chein sabah gashar idura, v'chein mari, d'achinah k'riva, that's your shishim v'chein halach l'maisa. So the kula, this kula, I will get to some of his kashas momentarily, but the Taz disagrees. So we have the two opposite sheetis, Amechaber Ramah, who hold Nevar HaKlipa is Mutter, they paskin like Rosh. And the Taz, who paskins like the Riva, that you need Shishim against the Klipa. Now, let's see the Shach, because at least one of the kashes the Taz asks is in the Shach. The Shach is shorter. Shaches. Shachsukaches. Now, the Shach also is troubled by this psak, but let's see. He doesn't say, well, as the Taz says, just dump the Mechaber Ramah. Let's see what he says. Now here it could be a little complicated to follow through what he means. L'halacha l'maisa, so you have to follow carefully the lashon. Right, you have to get used to your Shach and Taz. Let's see. Shaches Mokim Shabbos Tzarchiin that Taisis Perikid Hanosh Dira Maslam Yesh. Vagos Hashri Mimarich B'Shem Ri VeHamardechai VeAgudah Sham Kosvu But listen to the case. Yerech shenimlach bagira noshev v'nispashel. You have a side of meat which was salted when the gira noshev was still intact. Now, actually, gira noshev doesn't have taste, but the shuman hagid does. So the salting will aser kedei klipa v'nispashel tzarech achakach shishin neged haklipa sheneser tchila b'malicha. Malicha asers kedei klipa. And when you salted the side of meat with the gira noshev, it asked kedei klipa. Now you cooked it, so you need shishim keneged the klipa shenesur tchila b'malicha. V'chein kasev algor simin elef kofayin ches b'shem aril aloif shenis bashal b'loicha tichas v'ridim. A bird that was cooked without removing the blood vessels, the blood veins, the tzar shishim gam neged a klipa shenesur tchila b'malicha. And there also, the bird was salted, so you need shishim keneged that which was asered. A third case, when someone shechted with a treif knife, you take off a kedei klipa around the beis hashchita. That fill the evet oisar atavshol. Kedin kol basar shenis vashem b'lei klipa. Akal l'shaylis. You have three places: the case of salting with a gira nasha, salting with the blood vessels, and cooking with the klipa of the beis hashchita. All these cases, you need shishim. So it's shver. How could the Ramah, Mechaber Ramah here say that the klipa doesn't aser if you cook? This is the kasha. These are the kashas that the shachi has. V'nira. The loy ka'amar harav. The b'makav shetzarach klipa b'shlu b'loy klipa. The mutter b'di'evet. Eladum yedahacha the cholav mutter. The shach makes a chilek. If it's like the Mechaber's case, where the milk is mutter, why is the milk mutter? Metame the kasu atayis for rosh v'shar paiskin. The loy shayich be klipa. On a liquid, it's impossible to do klipa. Dainu shodavar hanivlau, because it's a liquid. That klipa nisarev. And the klipa is mixed into the milk. Kehai gavnam nispashla habasa b'loy klipa. If it will be a similar case, and you'll cook meat without klipa, v'nivlau binyan deinei makirai. And somehow that meat would either melt into the mixture, or somehow would be not distinguishable. D'loy shayich beklipa. It wouldn't be shayich a klipa. It's a stew. It's cut into little pieces. You can't figure which one it is. Then mutter b'di'evet. V'hadir hashtanicha d'chasastam mutter b'di'evet. Dibe makirai. If he recognizes it, have a leila farish to klipa moi v'yaboi. If you recognize it, you have to pull it out and cut off a kedei klipa. So let's sum up. Well, what's he saying? He's saying that there are two types of nevera klipa. There's a nevera klipa where it's not distinguishable, where it's mixed and lost, and that he's maskim u'mekel. Doesn't say svara. He says a maskim u'mekel. However, when I have the meat itself and I can pull it out, I certainly have to cut off a kedei klipa of that meat. In that case, I need shishim keneged the klipa as well. And the understanding of the shach is that it would be a tarti desasri to say, take out the meat, cut off a kedei klipa, and you don't need shishim against the klipa in the chalent. It's a tarti desasri. You're cutting off the klipa and asering it. And you can't say you don't need shishim. So therefore, the Shach says that the Ramah was only makel dumya de mechaber, where it's nivlal, it's not nikar. And there the Shach is maskam to the psak of the mechaber Ramah that never aklipa is mutter. If it's never aklipa, the klipa is totally lost. However, in a case where it's not never aklipa, the klipa is still distinguishable, then you need shishim keneged the klipa. So this is an in-between shita between the Taz and Mechaber Ramah.
The Chiddush Ramah, like the Shach, is really saying the same thing as
the saying the same thing by meat. He's saying it that the meat itself, even though at one time it was nicker, and now you put it into a pot and it's not, it's still going to be mutter.
And how would the Taz approach milk? What would the Taz say by liquid milk?
The Taz presumably would hold the same. Then you need shishim keneged the klipa. The Taz holds you always need shishim keneged the klipa. So, I just want you to realize the Shach didn't say a word of slara. He basically asked kashas from different cases, and he said a chilek, which is a chilek that answers the kashas.
He said the kashas, he's basically agreeing it's a chilek. chumra, except in this case, we attach the sasra to do it. No, I mean, he's accepting that
maybe he's accepting really mechaber amah that the klipa is a chumra. And he's saying that it depends. Depends on the case.
If you see it, you've got to get rid of it.
If you see it.
How is that different than any other people with shishim? If you recognize that, maybe not even the problem with shishim. If you don't recognize
but here they were talking about there's no shishim. Here we're saying without shishim, it's never a klipa is mutter, even if there's no shishim. That's the mechaber amah is cooler. So it only makes sense if the klipa is a chumra, and they weren't machmir the other. So we have so far mechaber amah mekel, tazis machmir, and the shach makes a chilek. Now, there is a fourth shita, and that's the Magen Avraham, which you can call a fourth shita, you can call an explanation of any of the above. And probably the Magen Avraham is the Ikar LaHalacha, both the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Kiva Eger bring it. Since you have Rabbi Kiva Eger on your page, we're going to learn it inside on the Rabbi Kiva Eger, which begins with the word Shas of Kat Neches, V'nira Delay Kasha. The Magen Avraham, Mechalik. He brings the Magen Avraham from Hilchis Pesach, who makes the following chiluk: Dahacha dafka b'tatoi gavar, da klipa chumra bi'alma. Over here, in the case of tatoi gavar, here we say the klipa is a chumra bi'alma. Da ademekalei bala, the chumra ademekalei bala. B'zeh mikilim b'di'evet. Here, the k'dei klipa is really a chumra because we pass in tatoi gavar that tatoi is cold. So dafka over here never aklipas mutter. Avoloi bi'alma ayin sham. He explains why doesn't he loy ba'alma? V'dafka b'nifsak hakiluach. Dafka if the flow was nifsak, avol b'cholav reisiyash novel abasa b'loy nifsak hakiluach. Yeshloimer. Now I'll tell you what he says in a minute. Let me just explain what it means nifsak hakiluach. If you pour hot milk on cold meat. That hot milk is coming from what? Cremation usually. It's coming from a chaynik or from a container. There's a difference in irreclamation between something which is nifsak hakeluach and loy nifsak. Loy nifsak means the flow is still connected to the cremation. The heat is still connected to the original container. That's called loy nifsak hakeluach. And that's ikar adin that you need to klipa. Nifsak hakiluach is that the flow is disconnected from the original source of the heat. Let's say a schritz, something schritzes. That schritz is not connected to the heat when it hits the meat. Or if you're pouring it in a way that just a quick pour, and by the time it hits, it's not connected anymore. That is called loy nifsak hakiluach. There, the Magen Avraham says, the klipa is a chumra bi'alma. And there, we can be mekel, this kul of nevera klipa is mutter. However, if it's loy nifsak hakiluach, if the kiluach is still connected, let's say hot water from your kitchen sink, that's loy nifsak hakiluach, the water is still connected to the boiler from where the water is coming. So it's loy nifsak hakiluach, that hot water that's coming out is pashtus, is an ikar adin of aser and kedei klipa. If it will be nifsak hakiluach, if there will be some hefsik in the flow, so there it's a chumra bi'alma, and there we could say like the mechaber and the ramah. Now it's hard to say this is what the mechaber ramah meant. So really, the Magen Avraham is sort of a pshara shita, and what he does, he answers all the kashas. He's asking me kashas from malicha, the ekdei klipas ikar adin. He's asking me a kasha from someone who shechts with a treif and knife, then the klipa is ikar adin. Wherever it's ikar adin, you need samach. This kula of never a klipa zot the Magen Avraham is limited to a situation where the klipa is a chumra, and if the klipa is a chumra, then everything is you can be mekel, everything is mutter b'di'evet. If it's never a klipa, well, we machmel l'chatchila, we're not machmel b'di'evet. Right, in the kashas of the Shach and the Taz, they assume this is a rule for everywhere, so they piled on kashas. But by making this distinction, you end up saying it's only here, and it's not in all cases. A hot meat. So we'll discuss davagusha some other time, but yes, the sakakiluach. It's not attached. Right? Any piece of solid would be nifsek kakiluah. And therefore, the milk would be mutter because it's always nifsek kakiluah.
Why is that
Because the Mechaber doesn't hold that a dovah gush, the concept of dovah gush, so it's nifsek kakiluah. It's not connected to its original source of heat, which is the klirishin, or the fire. So it's called nifsek kakiluah. And therefore, it's mutter.
Now,
the klipa to me, well, that's a chumrah, but you have to keep the chumrah, you have to cut it off. Right, this kula, the chumrah, you have to keep the chumrah. Just if never a klipa, then you don't have to. Yeah, but okay, now, so far so good. Right, we have the Mechabashita, who's Mekalav, never a klipa, Tazu's Machmir. We have the Shach's chilek, between if it's nikkur or not nikkur, and the Rebogin of Ram's chilek, which is if it's a klipa, which is ikkur adin, or Chumra Ba'alma, a lot to remember. I didn't say it's confusing, it's just a lot. Enter Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger presents two major difficulties with this whole discussion. And as always, you can't catch Rabbi Kiva Eger in a logic chesaron. You know, you can't. If you think that Rabbi Kiva Eger is missing something in his cheshbin, so you're missing something in the cheshbon. The question is how to answer. Find terutzim. There are two Rabbi Kiva Egers. We'll learn the first one is here on the page. Rabbi Kiva Eger, let me explain to you. He presents a major issue. We have assumed in our discussion until this moment that we're only talking about whether you need shishim keneged the klipa or you don't need shishim. If you have shishim keneged the klipa, there's nothing to talk about. If you have 60 against the Kedei Klipa, so the Kedei Klipa is Aser and everything else is Mutter. Right? That's what we've assumed in our discussion. This whole Machlaikis, all the four Shitas is a Machlaikis. Do you need Shishim Kenegah the Klipa or don't you need Shishim Kenegah the Klipa? That was the whole discussion. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger comes with two objections. One in each case. Well, they have to deal with the two cases separately. The case he's discussing here is pouring hot milk onto meat. Again, if it's nifsak hakiluach, it's a chumra v'yalma, no issue. If it's loy nifsak hakiluach, so I would assume it is shishim. So to be kiveger, hold on a minute. If a person pours hot milk onto a piece of cold meat, the first drop that hits the meat is b'leak de'klipa. But it doesn't sit there, it's not solid, it's liquid, it runs off to the side. The next liquid that comes also becomes also kedei klipa. Every bit of liquid that hits this meat until the liquid covers the meat more than kedei klipa. But as long as milk is hitting this meat, every drop of milk is beleya kedei klipa from the meat. So what are you telling me? We assumed in our discussion that when you pour milk on top of meat, the only isser in the milk is a volume of milk equal to the surface of the meat and a kedei klipa. And if you have shisha kedei that, it's mutter l'kuliyam. So to be kivega, it's not true. Why am I looking at it that way? Every time the piece of meat didn't become tasteless, the meat is still delicious meat. And every time you keep on pouring milk, every tipa is nasar. The milk, not only you need shisha kedei klipa, the entire milk called tipa that falls should become aser. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's complaint here. Let's see it inside.
There's
not shishim. It's all aser. You know, unless you have shishim against the meat, which you don't have. V'davka b'nifsa kakiluach. Ava b'chol ha-berseach sh'nof ha-labasa b'loi kli nifsa kakiluach. Yesh loimer afilu shishim loy mahani. In the venera. It's still in the venera. In the second line, where it says v'dafka b'nifsak hakiluach, a few words before Yesh Leimer, right? I read the words dafka nifsak hakiluach, avol b'chol v'rsiach shenafal basa b'loy nifsak hakiluach. We said it's aser. Yesh Leimer afil asamach loy mahani. Dechol d'ha'iroi nageya tamid v'basar kol tipa v'tipa neser. This is his taina. He brings a rai from Simukov Talin. It's a good taina. So suddenly we go v'katzah l'katzah. You know, somebody comes with a shayla, they poured milk on meat, we tell them, well, Mechaber Amar say you can have the whole, it's mutter legamri. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that it's also legamri, unless you have shishim in the milk connected to tie a piece of meat, it's never going to happen. So it's going to be kulei aser. Not only shishim connected to klipa. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's time. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself holds it. I'm not arguing with the psak by loy nifsak akilu by nifsak akiluach, which is a chumra ba'alma. Yeah, never a klipa is mutter. Because Mikra did its mutter, we're only machmer when you add kedek klipa, chazal we're not machmer more than that. But when it's loy nifsak akiluach, which is ikra din, then kol tipa v'tipa iser. Right, but if you'll have shishim keneged the meat can give more taste than it has. So in theory, if the meat has a volume of 2 ounces, and you pour 120 ounces of milk onto it, and 120 is mixed, if it wouldn't be mixed, it wouldn't be good. That 120, well, I shouldn't say 120, yeah, 120, it was 2 ounces, 120, so then it doesn't have a taste of meat in it.
That never happens according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because he looks at it as the cold teeth of the tipa hitting right. The meat. Not the whole thing.
Okay, I'm willing to discuss this. It's just going to complicate. It has to do with actual stuff. They're both totally different discussions. Let's go a step at a time.
The second tipa,
okay, here the title. We'll put it
the second tipa, why don't we say, first tipa goes, okay, fine. The second tipa comes.
Because we're not, the Nesar is not answering, it's the meat itself.
The meat is not going to go to the second tipa.
Why?
Because already mixed the first tipa, now the second one goes on the first.
Can I ask you? Right, the question is, who says it does it to the second tipa? So let me ask you, let's say one day someone puts milk on the meat. And you put the meat in the refrigerator. The next day, you take out the meat, you put it on the counter, and someone again pours milk. Nothing's going to happen?
It pours on a mixture of milk.
Yes, the next day, someone pours hot meat. It's not a nesar, it's the goof answer. Ain't a nesar, you have something that becomes us, it can't ask a vayta. But the nesar itself continues to ask it forever. If you have a piece of chazer, it's going to ask it forever and ever. No matter how many times you pour things on.
If I pour 20,000 gallons of milk,
if you pour
20,000 gallons of milk
in one shot. Okay. So the Pisrei Tshuva of Katan Vav says what you're saying. Pisrei Tshuva Vav brings the Tshuva's Chassam Sefer, who answers this Tain of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but doesn't really disagree with him. But he answers as follows: Pisrei Tshuva Vav, I am a Tshuva Chassam Sefer Simipay Shekasev Dolei Kasher Belakamot Simuk Vedalos Veis Baga. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha. That every drop becomes also, which he alluded to Simukov Dalit. There it's talking that what was poured slowly. There it's talking about a rat or a mouse that's in the bottom of a keli. When you pour it slowly, each drip hits it, and the next drip, and it runs away, it runs off, and the next hits it. Amnam kan nairi b'chol avrisiyah shenafel b'ves achas. Shmicha meruba ala basa. It was one big splash on top of it. V'ala kol gedoysav, and it covered it. Mitzatach tisachol, and they gave a basa v'idach le'poga. Here, it's talking that went all in one shot, v'yeshul l'kolfei b'zei, tirei rav arbeinu tam, etc. So Chassam Sefer makes a chilek, which probably Rabbi Akiva Eiger would agree to, that Rabbi Akiva Eiger's chumra is all if you pour it benachas and every drop hits it, and not if you do one shvicha gedayla, one large pouring. Right. It's an iroi. A liquid is always an iroi. That's the way it does. We're talking now in the case of a liquid, and that's the way it's always going to be. Okay. Now, so far, so good, I hope. We have the Mechaber against the Taz, Shacham Ogan Avraham in the middle, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Chumra, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that every drip of milk, if it's a situation, you're pouring it drip by drip. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Chumra in the case of the milk. What? If it's, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying that even if you have 60 against the Klipa, it'll still be Asar. If 60 milk can negate the Klipa of the Basar, it's still going to be aser, because every drip became aser by itself. The milk will be aser, yeah. Even if you have 60 against it. Till now, we were arguing if you need shishim. Mechaber says you don't need shishim, it's never a klipa. He's saying shishim is not even enough.
What does some sofer add?
Some sofer is adding that Rabbi Kiva Eger's chumra is only when you pour it slowly, so that every tifa touches it, and not when it's poured for us. That's one Rabbi Kiva Eger. What? But the Mekele Bala, it's only in the instant that it hits it. Yeah, but the next tipa has its own heat. We're talking the top is hot. So the next tipa has its own heat. So the bus will stay cold. But it's not Mekar, the next tipa, before it gives it a blia. It's not, just like the first drip. You can't clean out the bus from blias. There is going to be additional blias. When it comes from the k'day klipa of the basa, the basa doesn't become cleaned out of taste. The top k'day klipa of the basa would be totally tasteless. You'd be right, but we don't make such an assumption. The fact isn't that way. It takes out blias, but a little tipa is not going to take out all the blias from the meat. All right, Rabbi Kivager's horror number one. We're not done yet. What was the other case? The other case was a situation where the top was hot meat and the bottom was cold cheese, let's say. So a person put hot meat onto cold cheese and a k'day klipa of the meat became awesome. He should have cut off the klipa, thrown it out, and used the rest. He didn't. He took this piece of meat and put it into the chalent. And it cooks in the chalent. So pashtus, you should need 60 against the klipa. The language of the Ramah, Bishlei kach muta b'di'evet, if you cooked it, it's muta b'di'evet, certainly the way the Shach explained the Ramah, he is saying that never a klipa mutter. If you can't find the klipa in the chalent, it's mutter. The Shach argued to the degree that if when you pull it out, you cut off the klipa, it's a tati disaster, you have to be masmian. All right, but let's say the meat melted into the chalent or fell apart into the chalent, you can't find the klipa. So then, the chalent needs shishim against the k'day klipa. And that was, the Mechaber Ravoi held the chalent is mutter, and the Shach also agreed that it's mutter when you can't find the klipa, and the Taz disagreed. No one said you need more than shishim against the klipa. Again, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a ha'ara. Now, this Rabbi Kiva Eger is back in Siman Tzadik. So those of you, actually everybody has it. Back in Siman Tzadik, on the second page of Siman Tzadik, page 390, if you have numbers on the photostat, there's a long Rabbi Kiva Eger, which we did not discuss, but we will learn the small piece that's nogea to us. Now you just have to know a taich of a phrase, which comes up later. Page 390 in the Siman Tzadik. It's not page 390, but yours is the... This is the longest Rabbi Kiva Eger you ever saw in the Shulchan Aruch. The one that starts Tavsukot and Dalit? Yeah. Does it have big letters, Gam Yesh Loimar? Right, let me just... I'm going to start from Gam Yesh Loimar, which in our print at least is in... the word Gam is in bold letters. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's seven lines in the bottom of the page. In the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let me just tell you beforehand the idea of something called the Isser Davuk. Isser Davuk is the following concept. We all know, when we start learning Yerideya, that if a drip of milk falls into a chicken soup, if there's shishim, it's batel b'shishim. Why is it batel b'shishim? Maybe it gave more taste in the spot it landed and not elsewhere? The answer is we assume that blias are what we call nispashei pekulai, that blias spread evenly in a cooking pot. And sometimes it may not happen. If you taste the milk, it's also. But we have a right to make the assumption that bliyos are nispashet bekulay. That is the assumption that we have the right to make, except by an iser davuk. Now, certain criteria for iser davuk, we're not going to learn all hilchos iser davuk, we'll learn what's the get to us. Iser davuk means the following. Let us say that I have a piece of meat in which this chaylev, which is not kosher, it was not removed from the meat. So I have a piece of meat, let's say a 5 ounce piece of meat. I'm talking about volume. We always don't talk about weight, we talk about volume. 5 ounce piece of meat, and 1 ounce of it is chaylev, and 4 ounces is kosher meat. And this meat was placed into a chalent. The chalent, let's say, is has a volume of 100 ounces. And it was cooked. Now, we asked the Rav Shaila, call up the Rav, we said, listen, I had a 100 ounce chalent, 1 ounce of chaylev inside. So the Rav will say, 1 ounce of chaylev inside, 100 ounces of chalent, it's batel b'meya, it's batel b'shishim, it's mutter. But the Rav will say, 1 minute. Where was the chaylev? He'll say, the chaylev was on a 5 ounce piece of meat. There's a concept of isadavik. Isadavik means the thing which is attached to the chaylev is balea first. So that if the iser is davuk, is attached, and davuk doesn't mean that you press it onto each other, it means it's attached because that's its metzias, it's noilad davuk. Then the chaylev is balea into the meat first. It gives more taste into the meat than to everything else. And that piece of meat will become aser. Because the assumption is the chaylev gives more taste in the meat than the rest of the pot. So that piece of meat you have to throw out. Now we hold chaticha nas nevela. That piece of meat will now become iser. And now you're going to need shishim against 5 ounces. Not shishim against 1 ounce. That's the concept of iser davuk. How does that apply here? You can all understand. A person puts a hot piece of meat on a piece of cheese. It's also a cold piece of cheese. It's also a klipa. Now, he took that piece of meat and threw it into his chalent. So we said, it's enough shishim against the kadei klipa. So Rabbi Akiva Eger holds everything. That's his sadavuk. The basar is the gufa yisr. Basar b'cholav, it's not just the vliya. The basar itself is the asr. And it's mavliya into the rest of the piece of meat. Let's see how Rabbi Akiva Eger says it, then you'll ask me questions. Let's see Rabbi Akiva Eger inside. You'll ask me your questions after Rabbi Akiva Eger expresses himself. 1 minute. Gam yesh shloim ladina. That's interesting how he says it. Gam yesh shloim ladina mashaloi mitzasi mefurish. So it's all strange, you know what to do. What do you do, Rabbi Akiva Eger? Any gadol says, loy mitzasi mefurish. You know, there's one chazaynish. You know, people ask me about tiltu begufay by muktzah. So tiltu begufay, Mishabur says is mutter. Chazaynish says it's aser. So should you be machmir? I tell you a funny thing. The chazaynish brings it. He says there's not one paisik that says like me, but all the rishayim are muchrach. He brings good rais from rishayim. But his lashon is that all the paisikim are mekel, and he has rais against them. So when the chazaynish says all the paisikim are mekel, what are you supposed to do? I don't know. Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't say all the paiskim are meikel. He does say yeshlem l'dida mashaloi matzasi mefurish b'nesar basa b'chalav kedei klipa. If basa b'chalav becomes asa kedei klipa, gagayim basa reseach shenaf l'techalav tzaynein. Our case, I b'tzli or kedei klipa when something was roasted. Im chazar v'naf l'kedeira, and now it falls into another path. Boy, samuch neged kol achaticha. You need shisha not against the kedei klipa, against the whole piece. That klipa have a iser davuk, because that kedei klipa is an iser davuk. Even the babasa b'chalav have a iser machbes atzmai. Since the basa b'chalav, it's not the bliya that's aser, it's the guf habasa that's aser. It's just a machbes atzmai, and therefore you should need shisha v'nira. The zehu kavanas hateres chatos. Bamsa Devarov, Shakasam Yeh Shleim Medachikam. In Baachach Letech Raitiv, the Kosavula from Riata, Lazenira Kavano Mashak Safti, Davis Adavik, the Kalahavin. And maybe he has Kashis, but you know it to me. But this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Chumra number 2, which somebody should say, Chatzun, Simon Sadik Aleph, back to Simon Sadik. But here again, Rabbi Akiva Eger is coming. He's saying the opposite extreme. Svara would tell us Shishu Kedega the Klipa. The Chabar Amos say a kula never a klipa is mutter. The Shah Rabbi Akiva Eger comes in a case where the klipa is nikar adin. It's a chumra ba'alma. He brought the Magen Avraham. He's maskim. It's mutter. But in a case where the klipa is nikar adin, so even shishim keneged the klipa is not enough. You need shishim keneged the whole thing. That's a little funny that the case he picks here seems to be a case where the klip is a chum of the alma, because he says kagoyin basar isaya should have techal of tzaynei, which he brought to Magen Avraham that day. You don't need shisha kadega the klip. So I don't know why, how to answer that. But at any rate, we have two Rebbe Kiva Hagers, one in each case. One in the case of the milk, Kedei Klipa. One in the case of the basa, Kedei Klipa. And he comes out telling us that it's not even enough shisha kedega the Klipa. In the case of the milk, if you pour it slowly, it's Kulei Aser. And in the case of the Isidabuk, you need shisha against the entire piece of meat. So that's learning a sif. You know, it's you go from one to the other to the other. Basically, the Chaber Amo against the Taz, the Shach is in between, Bogan of Rose is in between, and the Rebbe Kiva Hager comes with these two bombshells of a Chumrah that's not even enough. Shisha Kedega the Klipa. Who says, oh, so in Achinami, when it's a Chumrah B'Alma, it would seem it could be Mekel, because you don't even need Kedega the Klipa. Which I don't understand why Rebbe Kiva Hager there brings an example which is not true, Lahalacha L'Shitasa. But anyway, these are, I think, as clearly as it's possible for me to explain it, the five shitas. In Never HaKlipa, we still have one more line of the Mechaber I'd like to finish. But the certainly at least that the concept of Never HaKlipa, the tumul over Never HaKlipa, is something that we should all be familiar with.
Okay, yes. Again, every drop you did the Klipa for every drop, right? So that's why I have 25 clip of them.
Okay, Rabbi Yosef is asking a question, which is Tysus Kasha, which I mentioned briefly last week. Tysus asked this Kasha that every time a Kadek Klippa becomes usher in the meat, and the meat itself is hot. The meat, hot meat, fell onto cold cheese or cold milk. I keep on saying cheese because the issue of milk is going to be more complicated. So Tysus asked the Kasha that the Kedei Klipa of the meat becomes Aser, but the meat itself is still hot. And the Mekele doesn't make that the meat itself is cold. Okay, see, I was Magdum. The Chavis Das, I'll come to your question in a minute, okay, to Tysus' question. Let me be Magdum. The Chavis Das has a long, interesting Chavis Das here on the Sif. Chavis Das establishes a rule with nice rayas, beautiful rayas, that ademekele bala, when you put something hot on something cold, it does not mean that the top piece is cold. In other words, if I put hot meat on top of a piece of cheese, and then I put a piece of cheese, cold cheese, on top of the hot meat, don't think ademekele bala that the meat is cold, and now, if I put cheese on top of it, it's cold? No. And the mekele bala is only the relationship between the two. If not, sotachav is das. Every time you have a kli rishon shehusar me'al ha'esh, every pot, you take it off the fire, you put it on the counter. So that pot is a kli rishon for all halachas. What do you mean? And the mekele bala. The counter is cold, the pot is hot, and it cools it off. And the mekele bala. Well, how do you ever have a kli sheni? Those poskim that are machmer by kli sheni. In the Kusa Kesef, Bemis Yestis Kasha, Chavis Das brings it. How do you ever have a klisheni? I take hot soup, I put it into a bowl. So, I make a lebala. The soup gets cold. How can anybody be machmer in a klisheni? You have to tie the machmer in a klisheni. What do you mean? It became cold because I make a lebala. So Chavis Das, no, I make a lebala doesn't mean the top is cold. It's hot. Touch it, you'll see. It's Yatsi Lezis, but it asks. It just means in the trade of blias from bottom to top, at the mekalei bala. Blias don't go more than kedei klipa when the bottom is cold, the top is hot. That's what it means. It doesn't mean the top becomes hot. Same thing the reverse. Let's say I have a hot piece of meat, and someone puts a cold piece of cheese, I mean a thin layer, let's say a thick piece of cheese is placed on meat. Okay, so now we say tatoi gava. That meat, let's say somebody, there's meat, a hot meat on bottom, cold cheese on top. Somebody else comes and he puts a frankfurter on top of the cheese. A cold frankfurter. The cheese feels cold. The frankfurter feels cold. It's going to be mutter. Why don't we say tatoi govar and made the cheese hot? The teretz is, it can't be worse than a klirishin. A klirishin that's not yatzeh ledes boy anymore is mutter. if I put cheese on top of meat, the cheese, if the cheese feels cold, it's ayatzel display. We don't say it's hot. So it must be that tatoi govar is only an expression of an exchange of blias from top to bottom. So that the top one, if it's hot, it's still hot. If it's cold, it's still cold. As far as the exchange from bottom to top, that's what this sugya is talking about. This is the Chavos Da'as's yisoid. Now, getting back to Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asked that every time I have a hot piece of meat that's placed on a cold piece of cheese, it becomes asa kadei klipa. The basar is the gufei iser by basar b'chala. Why didn't that kadei klipa aser the next kadei klipa, or the next kadei klipa? That itself, you have something hot on it, the rest of the meat is hot, and it should be b'leia from it. Kadei klipa, it should keep on going. So Tosfos, I think I read in the Yad Avram, that Tosfos answered, that and here we say, in Anessa Yachal Eser, because since the blea of milk can't go more than kadei klipa, it can't empower the meat to go more than kadei klipa to aser al tzpasa b'chalav. That's Tosfos Teretz, and that answers the question that you asked. It's a dove, right? Became iser, yes. Then later it could have. At any rate, what? I believe so. The Yad Avram brings it here. On this, is it the Yad Avram? I'm sorry, the Tzvila Tzadik on the bottom.
Where?
The Tzvila Tzadik, you only have, yeah, the very bottom page, line of the page. Okay, at any rate, I think the Iker that we tried to accomplish today is Nevada Klipa, and hopefully we have it clear.
But, we mean that there's a certain thickness, whatever thin it is, that it becomes after, or do we mean that the surface, only the surface, there's no depth to it?
No, because there are certain things where Greira is adequate. Greira means you rub it until you get off little crumbs from the whole surface, which when cold touches cold, we're afraid it's shoving, Greira is adequate. Here, the language is Kadei Klipa, which seems to apply a little more than that. Well, by light of Sakakloch, it's Iker Adin. It's Iker Adin. By this, it penetrates a small amount. The maker lay bola. Bola means it gives a belief. It's the scatter. It doesn't go any further. It doesn't have the power to travel. When the bottom is cold, the top is hot, it doesn't have the power to travel more than to make it like that. Now let's see the last line of Siv Dalid. Now what it says here is that meat which is cold falls into milk which is cold. Just take out the meat, you rinse it off, and everything is permitted. Now we will see that it's not so simple. We're going to get to it in Siv Zayin. And it's a little funny because the person could learn this and learn the Mechaber and just miss the whole... could think it's a simple din. It's really not such a simple din. The milk is certainly mutter, but the cold milk is certainly mutter unless you taste the meat. However, this halacha that... at any rate, that's the thing. I think there's someone second to, maybe the base mayor on the side. Okay, but we'll see if it's Hashem when we get this exam. Okay, we just have a few minutes. Alright, so this is Sif Dalet, the Din of Tatoi Gavir Lai Gavir. Next week we'll begin Sif Hei, the Din of Malicha. And I'm not going to learn the Din of Malicha, but I will give you an introduction. And just a couple of the ideas of this concept of maliach kareseach. Usually when we say malicha, people think of kashrut meat. That's an hilchas malicha. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the concept known as maliach kareseach. We all know that blias travel through heat and don't travel cold except kavush. Kavush kimavushal. There's another rule of maliach kareseach. Goes together very often. Maliach kareseach and kavush kimavushal. Kavush kimavushal means that if you soak heter in a liquid that's aser, that it's as if you cooked it. If it soaks for 24 hours, then it gives a blia bekulay. Mavushal means it goes bekulay. We are going to deal in Sifhei with the concept of maliach kereseach, that if something is heavily salted, and we'll have to see, it has to be so heavily salted that it's einoy nechal machvas molchay, that it has so much salt that you can't eat it. It doesn't mean you and you don't like salt, but it means even someone who likes salty foods would need it. Einoy nechal machvas molchay. That's malicha. Maliach kereseach, maliach has a din like resicha. And this is something which is mentioned in the Gemara in a few places, but is not dealt with at length in the Gemara, and therefore leaves a certain amount of room for the Rishonim to disagree. There's one very important rule. There are many very important rules, but there's one rule which even, you know, 10, 20 years after you get smicha, you still remember. And that, I hope. And that's the rule of Ein malicha bekelim lahaflet. Ein malicha bekelim lahaflet. Sounds familiar? That salt is payel on food. When you salt a food, it could be payel to bring out blias. We see when you salt foods, it does something to the food. It softens it, it preserves it, maybe it dries it. When I say it softens it, it draws out the liquid, it dries it actually. And then there's this concept. But when you salt a keli, nothing happens to the keli. The keli doesn't change because it's salted. A salt shaker, the glass of a salt shaker is no different than the glass of a drinking glass.
Why would you think it would change?
And I wouldn't think it changes. But when you learn the Gemara, Maliach Kereseach, you might make the error and assume that Malicha can do something Kereseach. We have a Kabbalah Kereseach. So Chazal tell us that Ein Malicha Bekelim Lahaflet, which means if you have a tray for keli and you salt anything and put it inside, the tray for keli will not affect the food, because ein malicha bekelim lahaflet. We have this kabbal. Now that means ein malicha bekelim lahaflet. Kelim don't give out blias through salting. The reverse. If I have tray for food that's salted and I put it in a keli, that is mavlia into the keli. That is does cause a blia into the keli, because once the blia is reseach, it travels. But ein malicha bekelim lahaflet. Malicha doesn't cause blias and kelim to come out. And therefore, there's no issue if you're in a tray for restaurant and you want to, and they're serving you vegetables. You got, you're eating vegetables that are not cut, zeronim, like Daniel. And, or they're delivering you an airline meal and you cut it open and all your Kayesh Adabas are jealous of your delicious meal and what they're eating. And you want to use salt. You want to take the tray for salt shaker. And that salt shaker may have been washed in a with tray for sponges, or I don't know if they ever wash salt shaker, but may, let's say it's tray. Even if it's tray, it doesn't matter. Because ein malicha bekelim lahaflet. And if you put salt, there's no cover, it's not liquid. So the salt shakers, that's something, the salt shakers is something which is mutter. There's no problem of malicha kereseach. So that's sort of a hakdama to the discussion of malicha, that when we discuss malicha next week, any discussion of it being maflet from kelim is an error, because we have a kabbalah that's not maflet from kelim. I really shouldn't say it as a svara, because we don't see it affects the kelim. Kavush, I don't know if we see it either, but certainly we have a kabbalah that ein malicha became a haflet, and that remains the rules of malicha. So that Yitzhak Hashem, we'll get to.